Blackstone Audio presents Eggshells by Katrina Lally. This book is read by Alana Kerr Collins. Sometimes the fairies fancy mortals and carry them away into their own country, leaving instead some sickly fairy child. Most commonly they steal children. If you overlook a child, that is, look on it with envy, the fairies have it in their power. Many things can be done to find out if a child's a changeling, but there is one infallible thing. Lay it on the fire. Then if it be a changeling, it will rush up the chimney with a cry. W.B. Yeats. Chapter 1. When I return to my great-aunt's house with her ashes, the air feels uncertain, as if it doesn't know how to deal with me. My great-aunt died 3 weeks ago, but there is still a faint waft of her in every room. Of lavender cologne mixed with soiled underthings. I close the front door and look around the house with fresh eyes, the eyes of a new owner. My great-aunt kept chairs the way some people keep cats. There are chairs in every room, in the hall, on the wide step at the bottom of the stairs, and on the landing. The four chairs on the landing are lined up like chairs in a waiting room. I sometimes sit on one and imagine that I'm waiting for an appointment with the doctor or confession with the priest. Then I nod to the chair beside me and say, "He's in there a long time. Must have an awful lot of diseases or sins. Ha!" Some of the chairs are tatty and crusty, with springs poking through the fabric. Others are amputees. There are chairs in every colour and pattern and style and fabric, except leather. My great aunt.